AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine, and the official Billboard chart has once again withstood the forces of evil and upheld the side of good. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, we've had a lot of songs about angels in the top 40, and a few that mention devils in their titles. And while some of those angels have flown all the way to number one, never has a song with the devil in its title possessed the number one spot. Lately, though, it looked as if it might happen. For the last 2 weeks, the song Devil Inside by NXS hovered at number two, ready to pounce. But this week, it falls from number two to number four. The moral of the story? If you want a number one song, leave the devil out of it. Here's NXS.
The devil inside.
The Aussie band NXS spent 2 weeks at number two with that one, now falls in the countdown. The Devil Inside is now at number four. Overcoming that hit Devil Inside, moving up to number three, is Aerosmith's Angel. Now, I just told you that the devil has never reigned at number one on the pop chart. But hallelujah, angels have. We've had Teen Angel by Mark Denning, Johnny Angel by Shelley Fabre, and Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day all go to the top. Will this one be the fourth? We'll see. Moving up three notches to number three, here's Angel by Aerosmith. And with their angel up three notches to number three in our countdown, making it the biggest hit in their career since they formed back in 1970. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. We're counting down now to an act that just broke a record first set by the Beatles, then tied by the Bee Gees. She is now the act who has had more number ones in a row than any other act in chart history. Details coming up.
Kissy's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
We're just a song away from number one.
Number two.
Moving up a couple of notches, here's the first Top 40 hit for 26-year-old Terrence Trent D'Arby. Hit number one on the Black Singles Chart, now it's at number two on the Pop Chart. Wishing Well, Terrence Trent D'Arby. Wishing Well by Terrence Trent D'Arby. It's moved steadily up the countdown, and in its 10th week, it's now at the number two spot, moving up a couple of notches. I'm Casey. This is American Top 40. Well, now we're up to the singer who has set a new all-time record for most number ones in a row. The old record was set by the Beatles. Back in the 1960s, they had six number ones in a row on the Billboard Hot 100. Their streak began in 1965 with I Feel Fine and ended in 1966 with the number one song We Can Work It Out. A decade later, the Beatles' record was tied by the Bee Gees. Their streak of six number ones began in 1977 with How Deep Is Your Love and ended in 1979 with Love You Inside Out. Well, just a few months ago, a young singer who rocketed to stardom in the last couple of years tied the Beatles and the Bee Gees. She did it with the help of two producers. There's Michael Masser, who produced her number ones Saving All My Love for You, Greatest Love of All, and Didn't We Almost Have It All. Then there are the smashes produced by this year's Producer of the Year at the Grammy Awards, Narda Michael Walden. Narda worked on the number one songs How Will I Know, I Want to Dance with Somebody, and So Emotional. And he also produced her current smash, her seventh number one in a row on the pop charts, which sets the new all-time record. For a second week in a row, the number one song in the USA is by the first recording artist ever to hit number one seven times in a row, Whitney Houston and Where Do Broken Hearts Go? The number one song for the second week. Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Whitney Houston breaking hearts and breaking records. She's the first act ever to hit number one seven times in a row. And this song also sets the record for female solo artists with the most number ones in chart history. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America, straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending April 30th, 1988. American Top 40, created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani in conjunction with Tom Rounds and ABC Watermark, is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California, zip code 90028. Our executive producer is Tom Cuddy, producer Elizabeth Rollins, with Daryl Morton, Matt Wilson, Tracy Pearson, Dana Swartzwalder, Guy Aoki, Michael Sullivan, Claudia Hartman, Mike Williams, David Cohen, Stu Jacobs, Greg Garcia, and Joyce Hayerfee. My name's Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.